So, Nancy, you used to have to leave the office sometimes for a short while. Tell me about what happened then. When Mr. Overend was the boss.
Oh, well, he'd call you into his office and he'd tick you off properly, But we used to have to work overtime.
Yeah.
Didn't get paid for it.
And you used to have to leave to go to the toilet sometimes through to the factory area, was it?
Yes, that was the only toilet was in the factory.
Right.
But we used to, if there was a consignment going in the morning, you had to have the paperwork all ready to go with it. And you might have to walk till 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night and then walk home. And there was no street lights.
Right.
And so you couldn't walk along the tram track because you couldn't see properly.
Mm-hmm.
You'd walk around the...
down Harris Road, was it?
Harris Street and that. And he would pass you in his car and wouldn't pick you up.
Oh, dear. Gee, that's late at night, isn't it?
That's the sort of man he was.
And you didn't like being late in the morning? Did you come over the railway bridge to get to work?
In the mornings we used to.
Mm-hmm.
But at night, when it was dark, you couldn't see your way in the tram track. And they used to take goods down to the vessels on the... There was a railway running from the station down to the ships.
Yes.
And... But it was a very rough track to walk.
Right.
So you walked home on the road.
Oh, right, because it was still... it wasn't a walking track then, was it? Still like a railway track and you just walked down that to the station, did you? And then was there a bridge there?
There was a bridge over the railway lines, yeah. A wooden bridge. It was a great place for kids to go up and watch the train go under.
Right. Yeah, we heard stories about people waving their caps.
Yes.
Was it steam trains that were down there? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes, it were all steam trains.
That's amazing. I'll just pause it. And so they made other things at the woolen mill, apart from blankets, did they?
Yes, the dress materials and the old chappy in charge in the warehouse. And he'd say, I've got some material. There'd be pieces, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, I've put it under the counter and it's 5 shillings. And 5 shillings was a lot of money because we were only getting in the office, that is, we were only getting 21 shillings. Well, out of that 21 shillings, I had to pay £1 a week board and I had a shilling left home. And I could only go home every fortnight because it cost me 9 pence on the bus to take me to Bushfield or Grasmere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much money we got. And look at what they get now in the office.
Oh, that's right. It would have been incredible. That's a lot of money. 5 shillings, I know, even in the 1960s. Was a lot of money, so that would have been a lot way back then.
It was a lot of money. And you'd save up and you'd be so thrilled and I was lucky, I did dressmaking.
So did you buy the material to make your own clothes? And so this was woolen fabric?
Yeah. Beautiful. They had a, what they called a barathea material, and you couldn't wear it out. It was just so good.
Yeah. And did you live in Warrnambool while you worked there? And you only went home on the weekends. Is that how you did it? So where did you stay in Warrnambool?
Oh, various boarding places.
Right.
Yes.
And then you just went home to Bushfield in the on the weekends. Gee, well that's
Well, you see, there were no buses at all. That was in the days of horse and jinka.
And well, that's right, going right back before the war.
Yes.
And did the mill supply the army with fabric? With
I think they Sia wasn't there then.
No.
But in the First World War, but in the Second World War, I think they supplied a lot of blankets, made blankets for it.
Yep, I think they did. That's right.